Okay, welcome to the deep dive. We've got some really interesting source material in front of us today. It's all focused on one big event, the BT Awards 2025. Specifically, you've given us the official winner list and breakdown.
That's right. It's basically straight from BT's own coverage, gives us the full list, but also kind of zooms in on the key moments, the big wins.
Right. And what we want to do here, our mission for this deep dive, is to really get into this source, pull out the main insights, you know?
Yeah, unpack it a bit.
Exactly. Spotlight the winners everyone's talking about
Yeah.
and figure out what this event, they call it Culture's Biggest Night, what it tells us based only on this report about who's shaping Black culture right now.
Yeah.
Artists, athletes, actors, the whole picture.
And the source gives us some good context right away. Kevin Hart hosted this year,
Okay.
and it was a pretty big milestone year too, 25th anniversary for the awards show
Now,
itself.
25 years.
Yeah, and 45 years for the BT network overall, so quite significant.
That really sets the stage, doesn't it? And the source immediately flags some really big wins, the headline grabbers, like Kendrick Lamar basically sweeping things.
Yeah, he's definitely front and center in the coverage.
And Blue Ivy Carter's win generating buzz, dominance in sports categories, and nods across film and TV, too.
A lot to cover.
Definitely. Okay, so let's dive in based on what this source tells us. Where do we start? Kendrick.
Yeah, I think Kendrick's the obvious starting point. The article really positions him as the standout for the night. He walked away with four major awards.
Four. Okay, let's list them out from the source. It says Album of the Year for GNX,
Right.
Best Male Hip Hop Artist,
Yep.
Video of the Year for Not Like Us, which
Oh,
was
an
huge,
absolutely unavoidable hit.
and Best Collaboration, that was with SCA for Luther.
And there's actually a fifth mention. He shared Video Director of the Year with Dave Free.
Ah, okay. So yeah, that's massive. It really shows impact across the board, the album itself, the huge viral single, collaboration, even the visual direction.
Exactly. It's like, a snapshot of his total influence right now. But moving on, SCA obviously had a strong showing too.
Right. She got Best Female R&B Pop Artist. The source uses the word unmatched for her artistry.
Which feels pretty accurate given her run. And Chris Brown took Best Male R&B Pop Artist.
Okay. And what about groups?
Ah, yeah. The source highlights Future and Metro Boomin for Best Group.
Makes sense, their album.
Yeah, the source notes it really shook up the charts and clubs, acknowledging that collaborative power.
It definitely shows the source is recognizing both solo artists at the top of their game and these big impactful collabs. But it wasn't just established names, was it? The source mentioned breakthroughs too.
Absolutely. Leon Thomas was named Best New Artist. You might remember him from acting.
Oh, right, former child actor.
Exactly. And he's made this really successful shift to R&B. The source specifically praises his debut album, MUTT, calls it a pain, poetry, and pure R&B craftsmanship.
Nice description. And Doki.
Doechii won Best Female Hip Hop Artist. The report talks about her continuing her, genre-bending rise.
And the source included something interesting about her acceptance speech, too, didn't it?
Yes, it did. It specifically notes she used her time on stage to talk about protests happening nearby.
Okay.
And she critiqued military force used during some immigration raids in LA.
Wow. So the source makes a point of including that. It shows the awards weren't just happening in a vacuum.
Exactly. It underscores that this platform, Culture's Biggest Night, also serves as a space for social commentary, not just celebration. It's a key detail the article includes.
That's really important context provided by the source. What about the Bet-Hers Award?
That went to Summer Walker for Heart of a Woman. The source describes it as a raw, emotional ballad that really hit home with fans.
And gospel.
Gospel Inspirational Award went to Glorilla, featuring Kirk Franklin and Maverick City Music for Rain Down on Me.
Okay, so quite a range there
Oh.
musically.
Yeah, it shows the breadth, different styles, different messages, all falling under that cultural umbrella the awards cover.
So moving beyond music then, the source also highlighted film and TV, right? Recognizing icons and big projects.
Definitely. Cynthia Erivo won Best Actress.
Counted. And best actor.
No surprise here, really. Denzel Washington, adding another award to, well, an already legendary career. The source notes that.
Can't argue with that one. And best movie.
The source says the fan favorite biopic Luther. Never Too Much took home Best Movie.
Okay. So recognizing powerful acting, but also narratives that really resonated.
Exactly. It acknowledges both the individual performances and the stories being told. But then The Source points to something maybe a bit more unique.
Let me guess. The Young Stars Award.
You got it. The article specifically calls Blue Ivy Carter's win one of the night's most talked about wins.
Yeah, I can imagine. How does the source frame it?
It talks about it being a full circle moment of legacy and promise, which is interesting phrasing.
Legacy and promise.
Yeah. It emphasizes that she's already been making waves through her performances, her fashion, her influence. It suggests the award is for her emerging impact.
So, recognizing her own thing, separate from, though obviously connected to, her family's huge legacy.
That seems to be the angle the source takes, yeah. It's presented as her own achievement.
Okay, so let's pause for a sec. If you look at this whole collection of winners we've discussed so far, just based on how the source presents them,
Yeah.
what's the emerging picture? It feels like there's a strong theme of lineage, but also like future impact across different fields.
I think it's a great way to put it. And importantly, the source makes it clear that culture isn't just entertainment. Sports get significant attention too.
Right. Who are the sports winners mentioned?
Angel Reese was named Sportswoman of the Year. The source describes her as continuing her streak of wins both on and off the court, highlighting that broader influence.
Impact beyond just the game itself.
Exactly. And Jalen Hurts got Sportsman of the Year. The source points to his performance and leadership in the NFL.
So it's really clear from how the source covers this, isn't it? Culture is defined super broadly. Music, film, TV, but also sports are right there in the mix. They're highlighting people with major influence wherever their arena is.
Yeah, if you take a step back and look at the overall picture the article paints, these awards function as a kind of snapshot. It's presented as like this is who is seen as leading and influencing the culture right now across all these different areas.
From Kendrick's absolute dominance in music.
To Angel Reese's impact in sports, yeah.
And it feels like it's not just about, say, album sales or points scored. The source seems to lean into cultural impact, visibility, maybe influence, highlighting figures like Angel Reese or even Blue Ivy alongside the Denzels and Kendricks.
I think that's a key insight from the source. It raises that question about what culture's biggest night, as this article frames it, really signifies. It's effectively a curated list, right? Based on whatever their criteria are of the people and the works they deemed most significant within the Black cultural landscape at this particular moment.
And it very deliberately seems to include both the legends like Denzel Washington and these rising talents like Leon Thomas or Blue Ivy Carter. It's showing this blend, honoring the past while really spotlighting the future.
And the article really hammers this point home near the end. It describes the whole show as being a reflection of legacy, elevation, and the limitless future of Black excellence. That's direct language from the source.
Legacy, elevation, and limitless future. Okay. So, looking at this specific list of winners that your source provided, we've got Kendrick, SCA, Denzel, Blue Ivy, Angel Reese, and the others. What does this particular snapshot suggest to you about the current cultural landscape being celebrated? Why does seeing this group honored now feel significant based on the source?
Well, the selection itself, as presented in the article, it celebrates high achievement, right? But across really different fields, music, acting, sports, even recognizing potential in the Young Stars Award.
Yeah.
But it unites all of them under this banner of Black excellence.
It really makes you think about what that term Black excellence means in the specific context the article is putting forward. What characteristics are being highlighted here?
Exactly. That leads to the final thought, maybe. Given the specific mix the source gives us, Denzel Washington, a titan of acting, SCA and Kendrick dominating music now, Blue Ivy Carter representing legacy and future potential, Angel Reese impacting sports culture, and what does the source suggest is that maybe the defining characteristic of Black excellence being celebrated right now, and how does it manage to bridge all these different generations and fields so effectively? It's something interesting to consider, just based purely on the winners highlighted in this report.